Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. After warning the Jews in Antioch of Pisidia of the danger of rejecting the gospel, Paul cited Isaiah 49:6 to explain his rationale for taking the good news to the Gentile nations. I quote from Acts 13:47, "For the Lord gave us this command when he said, 'I have made you a light to the Gentiles to bring salvation to the farthest corners of the earth.'" Principle: the gospel was always intended for the entire world. When God first announced the gospel to Abraham, he told him that one of his descendants would be a blessing to the entire earth, Genesis 22:18. In his letter to the church in Galatia, Paul explained that this promise was fulfilled in Christ Jesus. I read from Galatians 3:8. "What's more, the scriptures looked forward to this time when God would declare the Gentiles to be righteous because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, 'All nations will be blessed through you.'" As God pointed out in the previous referenced verse from Isaiah, it was too small a thing for Jesus to be only sent to redeem the Jews. God loves the entire world, as evidenced in the famous verse John 3:16. The Jews were God's vehicle to bring the Messiah King into the world to redeem mankind, not just the Jews. Their rejection of the gospel opened wide the door for the rest of the world to hear the good news. One day, God will open the eyes and hearts of the Jews to believe in their Messiah too.